Okay, you ready?
No.
Well, it's time to record.
I don't want
to. Yeah, it's time. We're recording.
I'm tired.
We're recording a show right now.
I'm tired.
No, we're going to do it.
No.
I've already pushed the button. We're recording now.
So
we're doing the show. We're doing the show.
No, I'm done.
We're doing the show. We're doing
the day.
We're doing the show.
Fine. Involuntary podcasting.
Podcasting by force for 5 years.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
That's right. It's too early to start talking because this isn't the place I'm supposed to talk.
Okay, you talk.
Now I talk. On today's show, we're going to talk. We don't know.
Because we had talked about it. Because I didn't want a podcast.
Respect for property.
Just the chaos of it all. It's chaotic.
It'll grow on you. Ugh. I love it. Yes. Today is respect for property.
It's very orderly.
It's very what?
It's not very orderly.
You want orderly intro music?
Orderly intro music.
Orderly intro music.
I think that you should have your chaos intro music and then have my nice orderly
intro music. What would orderly intro music sound like? What would that sound
like? Two blind squirrels in the morning. That one.
The other one?
Yeah.
Why is that one more?
Because it's not. Stop. Which is really cool. I really like it.
Yes.
But it's chaos.
I like it.
I know. That's why you like it.
Controlled chaos. That's what our show is. You're control. I'm chaos.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You got that right. What are we doing?
I don't know. What difference does that make?
The people who are listening might want to know.
Oh. Yeah, them. Today, we're going to talk, we're going to have a Grow Kids Minute.
Oh, okay. You mean 20 minutes?
No, Grow Kids Minute.
It's not a minute.
It's a minute.
No, a minute. A minute in Brad's world is 20 minutes.
Before we
have... It's like a Sulphur Springs goodbye.
Yeah, that's a 20-minute goodbye. Texas, 20-minute goodbye. All right. So it does. It takes us 20 minutes to say goodbye. Because you can't just say goodbye.
No.
You've got to say you're going to say goodbye.
And then,
you have to just stand up.
Yeah, and say you're going to say goodbye.
And then you say, I have to go. And then you
walk them to the door and you stand there and talk
then
to them.
Then they ask you to stay. And you're, no, stay a while. No, sit down. It's going to be fine. You're good. No. Yeah, I got to go. I got things to do. And then they walk you to the door. And then you have another conversation at the door. This is required. Then you continue the conversation into the yard and all the way to the vehicle.
Right. And then you stand at the end of the sidewalk in front of the car.
And that's where,
for a good 10 minutes.
And then those can go on. It just depends.
And those could go on for hours, actually. Yeah. That's actually happened.
Yes. It could
standing
just
outside
never,
for an hour.
Never end, depending on the weather. If it's nice weather, you might be there all night.
Yep. You never know.
Okay.
Best conversations I've ever had.
I would like to go over something before we go into the minute.
Yes. What's that?
Well, one of the criticisms that I've heard.
Yes.
Which make no sense to me. One of the criticisms I've heard about Grow Kids is it's not really a Bible study.
It's not supposed to be a Bible study.
That's sort of true. It's not a walk through the Bible. It's not like, okay, now we're going to go into Romans and we're going to walk through Romans. It's not like that.
Well, why would that be a criticism? They're not trying to make it be that.
No, it's not. It's not even called a Bible study.
No.
It's taking principles from the Bible and applying them to parenting.
Right.
Okay. And that they do go over all of the scripture references. I mean, it's full of scripture references. This week is probably the premium. Mm-hmm. It's like every other sentence is a scripture in the lecture he gives. But at the end of every chapter, they list all of the scriptural references for the principles that are covered in the chapter. Okay. And then in the book, as you're reading, they also bring out scriptures. So the class is full of scripture. Okay. It's not a traditional Bible study as such. It's not, but it.
Who thought it was a Bible study?
Well, nobody, but I'm just saying that's one of the criticisms and
it is.
I want to address it. Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, it is. Okay. There you go. So this week on our Grow Kids Minute, mm-hmm. it's respect for peers, property, and nature.
Yes, it is.
It's probably one of the longest lessons. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. In the Ten Commandments, the last ones, the last five, I guess, are thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet the possessions of thy neighbor. These are all vertical commandments. In other words, they're dealing with your peers, dealing with people around you, not mm-hmm. dealing with you and God, not dealing with your relationship with God, but dealing with your relationship with other people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this lesson is sort of about. Under the respect for peers, a peer is anybody that is not in authority over you. They're your brothers, your sisters, they're your friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking about your kids. They're your kids' friends, your kids' siblings, your kids' teammates. So,
and then he talks about loving your neighbor. And if you truly love God, you will love your neighbor because God commands it. And
that's
what
right.
What does that look like?
When Jesus was asked about the greatest commandment, mm-hmm. he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul. And the other is
love
like
your
it.
Neighbor as
love
yourself.
Your neighbor as yourself. Be other oriented. We went to a lunch. We try to meet with each family individually. And we went to lunch with one of the families from Girl Kids, and their daughter was there. And she's three.
Two.
Two. She's two. And she's the cutest thing ever.
Ugh.
So we're at the table, and Helen's over there talking to her. And Helen's really shy. But that's not an excuse. Okay?
No.
It's
I don't
situation.
Think she's that shy anymore.
She's not
She's
outgoing.
Just not outgoing.
Right.
I wouldn't call her shy, though.
Okay, whatever. This other little girl is saying, oh, pretty dress. Oh, pretty bow on your – you have bow on your dress. Oh, you have pretty – you know, she was just
– pretty tights.
Pretty shoes. She was just blessing Helen up and down, you know, like crazy.
She's just being a little girl.
So we got to kind of help – so we got to teach that with Helen on the way home. It's like, you know, she was blessing you. You weren't blessing back, you know.
No.
You need to – you know. But when we were talking about it, she was the mom was just dismissing it. Say, oh, well, you know, she was just being a girl, and she's just the
way
she
is. A girly girl, yeah.
And that's just the way she is. I'm like, yes, but
it was
she's
the
just
right
very
way
talkative.
To be.
I said, yes, but it was other focused.
Right.
That doesn't mean she'll be that way when she's seven. It just means understand that it was outwardly focused. Mm-hmm. She could have been mine. Look at my pretty toy. Look at my pretty dress. Look at my. I mean, she could have been just because she's talkative. It was outwardly focused. It was mm-hmm. other oriented, and that's kind of what you want to be.
Right. Right.
So,
we just talk about
go
not allowing unkind speech between your siblings or between friends.
Right.
Encouraging your kids to be happy for each other when something happens to them.
Board games
are a good way to do that.
a good way to manufacture these instances. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a chance, both your kids don't play sports or they're not around each other when they do play. They play on separate teams or different age groups. You can play board games as a family, you know, game night, and it's a great opportunity to teach people to get along. And there's going to be lots of conversation in that, and you can honor each other in those conversations. Mm-hmm. You can teach your kids to honor each other, and that means no rude talk. Mm-hmm. You know, love is not rude. That's what the biblical mandate is.
Yeah.
And so there's no being rude to your sister. There's no calling your sister an idiot or mm-hmm. you know, not even to be funny. You know, it's just not allowed and shouldn't be allowed because what you're doing there. And you can tell, especially your teenagers, this, if this is going on with teenagers, you can say, look, you are teaching, okay, you are teaching everybody how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
By taking the people who are closest to you in your family mm-hmm. and treating them this way and speaking to them this way, this is the way your husband's going to talk to you. This is the way mm-hmm. your kids are going to talk to you. This is the way, you know. This is the way your best friends are going to talk to you. This is the way you are teaching people how to treat you. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be loving. You want to treat others the way you want to be treated.
That's right.
And there's practical purposes in that. It's mm-hmm. not just do it, thus saith the Lord. It's do it because in that you will be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Also, teaching your kids to respect each other's property, knocking on their sibling's door, knocking on your parents' door.
Right.
You know, you don't go using something without asking.
For little ones, this worked really great for us when we had Jay and Helen, and that is they can have toys that they share, mm-hmm. toys that are everybody's, kind of toys that are family toys or, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And then they have special toys that only belong to them, and not a lot, like a basket full, mm-hmm. you know, three or four or five, right. you know, maybe, you know, whatever, a little basket full of toys that they get to play with themselves that are put away and only come out when they want to play with them and when they have their time alone or whatever. And but when other kids come over, they don't automatically get to play with those toys. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe a best friend eventually,
right?
You know,
but right.
you know, it's not a restriction on the child. It's just these are your special toys, and you don't have to share those,
right?
But everything else, you know, you have to share. So you mm-hmm. can kind of teach both respect.
That teaches property,
respect for property, mm-hmm. and those kinds
and
of things.
Empathy, you know, for each other, and teaches, you know, would you volunteer to be last? Would you know, right. and that's a big one, you know, especially with Helen's age being 7, that's really hard. For that age group. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have to constantly, Helen, you always give, you know, Morgan and Casey are here 3 days a week, always give them the ice cream first,
yeah.
give them the best bowl, give them the one with the most, you put yourself last. And that's so hard for little kids. They, mm-hmm. and she struggles with that, but you know, it doesn't mean I don't require it of her, and she doesn't always like it, that's for sure. She thinks I'm being terribly mean, but, you know, she does it. And, right. you know, teaching empathy, because kids need to understand what other people are going through. And I think, you know, to an extent, we don't want to beat our kids down with the terrors of the world. But, you know, if you're not taught empathy, you're going to be a horrible person. You're not going to feel sorry for people, and you're not going to understand other people's situations.
Right. That's true.
And be kind to them in bad situations. So.
And again, game night's a good time to take that opportunity to say, who wants to be last?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. That's the privilege, is being last.
And so you've got that, and that should be its own reward. You shouldn't set it up so that the person, you know, who wants to be last? Oh, you want to be last? Okay, then you get the bowl. You get a bowl of ice cream. Yeah. No. Being last is the privilege.
That's the reward. Yep.
And do not steal the blessing of the Lord on their heart. Because mm-hmm. the Lord's going to bless their heart going, I volunteered to be last. And I get nothing for it except the joy of being my siblings going first. Mm-hmm. And that joy is what you want to nurture. That joy is, so if you give them something on top of that, you know, mm-hmm. then you're just taking away. Are covering up the blessing of the Lord. Okay.
So there's your peers and then property.
Property, let all the come after me find me faithful.
Right. You know, let's not steal. Even thievery, just find thievery by ignorance. That's a big one, you know.
No.
Don't take advantage of a person's naiveness. That's what that means.
Right.
You know, you don't, and that also goes with don't steal other people's time, because time can't be replaced. And that, you know, is a big one. We're late, you know, people are late and you're stealing people's time. Mm-hmm. And that, we don't think about that. My girlfriend was very convicted by this when she took this. She was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And she still does it.
But she's better.
She's better about it.
You know, also stealing somebody's good reputation, you know. That gossip.
Rumor.
Gossip is sin. Oh. You know, you can't take somebody's reputation. I mean, in the Proverbs, I mean, are filled with you know, Proverbs about
half of Proverbs.
You know, shut up, basically.
Take every opportunity to shut up.
Yes. And then, you know, respect, you know, and that the point of the object of respect is the person, not the property. We don't respect the property itself, we respect the person behind the property.
The example he gave was you're walking down a street and you have a little piece of paper, and you walk by a yard that's very well manicured, you know, and very well taken care of. Well, you're not going to throw your paper in that yard. Then you go to the next yard and it's all grown up and there's already trash in the yard and it's for sale.
Nobody will notice.
I'll just throw it in there. Nobody
they don't
ever
care
see
anyway.
No.
But the point is, it's not what the yard looks like. Right. It's that somebody owns that yard, right. And that everybody...
And it doesn't even matter that that person doesn't take care of the right. yard, because it's not about them.
Right.
It's about what you're doing to your own soul.
Right.
It's about what you're doing to yourself by throwing that piece of paper. Mm-hmm. You're ignoring the Holy Spirit. You're ignoring a moral mandate.
The preciousness of others.
Right. And so by doing that, the next time it's easier to ignore. If you squelch the Holy Spirit, he's not going to prompt you. You know, so
let all who come behind me find me faithful, because the next person who comes by, it's going to be even uglier.
There you go.
And, you know, also talking about dominion, I love that. I love that. Today, somebody cut in front of me when I was driving, and I was like,
boy, explain what dominion is.
Oh, you just stopped at my dominion.
Dominion is the positive side.
Yes. It's
of ownership.
Yeah, it's your
selfish.
It's time, space. The things that you're responsible for, that you own, or
selfishness,
you know,
is the negative side
right.
of ownership.
And dominion is the positive side. So, like, if you're standing and like if you're sitting there with your blinker on, waiting to go into a parking space, and then. Like, I always think of Fried Green Tomatoes, where she's sitting there waiting just patiently, blink, 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 and these little young girls zip in and take her spot. That's stealing your dominion right there.
Right.
Because that was your space, and you are right to feel upset about that, because they just stole from you,
right.
And you were waiting your turn. You did the right thing, and they didn't do the right thing. And you know, of course, don't do what she did. You know,
please
don't crash into her. But that was funny. But somebody pulled out in front of me. I'm like, just understanding that I just had my dominion stopped. I always go, and it always makes me feel better. I do. That's what I do, because it makes me feel better that I'm not being ridiculous about. Right. I'm not being selfish about it. That mm-hmm. that something bad just happened to me, and it's okay to feel like that. Because otherwise, I feel like I'm being a big baby. But I mean, I really have a right to feel that way.
Sure.
You know. So, anyway. So I like that. And then what? Then he talks about nature, just the love of nature,
we
and that God
it.
Gave us nature, and that mm-hmm. you know, we've already talked about that
yep.
with all of our eco shows and everything, and that.
God
here is, to have dominion over nature.
God is eco-friendly. Mm-hmm. He's not
ego-centered. That's right. Man is to take dominion, and we're supposed to take care of God's creation. So,
there you go. There's your Grow Kids minute for mm-hmm. the week. Your task this week is to take your shopping cart back.
There you go.
Take your shopping cart back.
You know why?
Because it's...
because if you don't, I'm going to sit there and go...
Let everybody that comes behind you find you faithful.
That's right.
Take
and those shopping
cart
carts are banging into people's cars, and then you can't park in the spaces. And
right. Just
they cost
next,
money.
Park next to the shopping cart corral like I do.
Yep. You know. Especially if you have kids.
Why is that a corral, by the way? I mean, are we actually rustling them up and putting them in there?
Yes, I do. Apparently, I found out other people are as OCD as me, because I stayed out there, like, take all the ones that are around the corral. Like, people will put them close to the corral, but they won't put them in. So I'll, like, spend time and, like, push them all. You know, the kids are in the car. Are you coming? What are you doing? No, I'm putting the carts away. Oh, man. So there you go.
There you go. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about a movie we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll review it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Seen lots. And we will also take some calls from you, which is always fun and exciting, because we never know what's going to happen.
Oh boy,
you just never know.
No, you don't.
So with that, we bid you adios.
Adios, amigos.
And avios con Dios
vas
to you.
Con Dios.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy birthday plus one to me.
Yes. Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Two blind squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.